speaking first is Brother Atun Ray. He's the uncle of Dante Story,
yes,
who was killed by LAPD.
Thank you. Pain out here every day.
Okay. Well, we're here just to give a solidarity statement with Oscar Grant's family. It was a horrible thing to see on the YouTube. And what we have to know is that we're in a country that we say that is for freedom and justice for everyone. But we're seeing more and more that when it comes to black men and brown men, that this freedom is elusive. It's not here for us. My nephew was shot in the back, and then he's shot in the mouth, all because they thought his cell phone was a gun. So we hear many, many stories, many reasons why the black men are being shot, but there's no justice being given to them or their families. So we hope that there'll be justice with Oscar Grant. There's no way, when we see what happened, that he should even be given anything but justice. And justice would be convicted and placed in jail just like any other criminal. So we pray for Oscar Grant's family. Thank you.
Is Brendell Randolph the brother of Braylon Randolph, who was killed by the police, and they're actually in court right now, and the jury is deliberating, so please give them your utmost.
All right, I'm sorry, but I got to be quick. I just want to give you the quick, like, kind of facts of this case. And on May 11, 2005, while in the backyard, the police chased my brother, and they shot him in the back as he was going over a fence. He has 10 wounds to the back of his body, okay? What happened was they said he had a gun, but they found no gun. It was daylight when this happened. They found no gun. It was actually on concrete. They found no gun. At midnight, a gun was supposedly found, but it had no DNA, no residue, no fingerprints on this weapon. But yet they tried to connect it. And so we're in court right now seeking civil damages. Now, it was a 5-year quest for justice. Okay? I mean, 5 years. Countless attorneys, things like that. Criminal charges, we could not file them. So we had to go after them civils. And not only that, but we're in a U.S. district court right here across the street. And the jury's deliberating, they have facts and witnesses. The LAPD put on a lot of experts who could not even render the story the way that the police say that it happened. I mean, literally, the way that the police describe this event to happen, it will make you sick. And I'm sure the facts will come out in transcripts and things like that later on. And my family and I would like to, you know, support our solidarity for Oscar Grant. And we'd like to let you guys know that the quest for justice does continue in other cases. This is not one of a million things. This happens all and every day. And there are so many unspoken Oscar Grants, such as my younger brother, Braylon Randolph, that are not talked about in the media. So many cases that are going on that people are getting away with it. And as a community, what we need to do is have witnesses step up to the plate. Because without the eyewitness testimony that my brother had no gun, there would be no case. Without the testimony of the police who say 2 or 3 different things, there would be no case. So this is not about just Oscar Grant. This is larger than that. This is a systematic thing. And I think my name is Brendell Randolph. And you can look up all the Randolph. Yes, my younger brother's name was Braylon Randolph. He died at 25. He left behind 4 children. He was a blue-collar working, you know, individual. This is a very horrible incident. The jury's deliberating right now. I want to make sure I'm there for the verdict. And if we do, I'll come back and give you guys the verdict and let you guys love and celebrate with me if we do get justice in this case, okay? Thank you all for your time. This was in Los Angeles, Southwest Division. It occurred on the corner of Cimarron and Exposition Boulevard.
Okay, LAPD.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Right on. I'm Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., the son of Chairman Fred, who was assassinated by the federal government through the Chicago Police Department December 4th of 1969. We want to make it very clear that we understand that the case of Oscar Grant is not an aberration. This is the protocol police terrorism, not police brutality, but police terrorism. Every day it's September 11th for us in our communities. We want Los Angeles to be very clear that all eyes on here, we got support from all over the world. We got to tie this with the case of DeAndre Brunson and so many other cases of, again, we repeat, police terrorism. We stress to the community, do not get lax, do not get comfortable about the decisions up there in the courtroom today. It's going to take more intense pressure from the people. We know what the will of the people is greater than man's technology. So put the words out, make sure, pack the courtrooms again, pack the streets again. March 26th, we will be back from Chicago, from New Orleans, Texas. Excuse me, March 29th. March 29th, again. March 29th, right here. March 29th, right here, 1 o'clock. So again, 1 o'clock, put the word out through every community. March 26th. That's what you said, March 26th.
Oh, my bad.
Apologize again, March 26th. So again, we define this as a case of protocol police terrorism. Every day is September 11th for us. If we don't fight back, if we don't organize, it can be defined as nothing less than what Minister UEP Newton said, is reactionary suicide. We refuse to commit suicide. Power to the people, justice for Oscar Grant. Power to the people.
Excuse me, ma'am. I got to keep on.
We have one more story that we'd like to be shared with you. The sister Sheena Chow, who's a good friend of Michael Cho, who was a UCLA graduate who was killed by the La Habra police 1 year and 1 day before Oscar Grant.
Michael Cho was a 25-year-old Korean-American artist. He was shot 11 times by La Habra police officers. He was not threatening anybody. He was not violent. He was not yelling. He was very calm. In fact, he was disabled, so he was walking very slowly with a limp, walking away from the police. And they shot him 11 times. We just finished our civil trial. The jury could not come to a unanimous decision, and the judge declared a mistrial. We are here in support of Oscar Grant's family. Our hearts are with you guys.
Yeah. Next speaker coming up is a representative from Oakland, from the brothers and sisters who came down here from Oakland. Please give your full attention to Erica Walker, y'all.
Good morning. I'm going to make this real quick because we're on our way out. But we just want to say from Oakland that we want the support from LA. I know we have it. And we're going to be here every court date. We're going to drive down here. We're going to, whatever we have to do to get here, we're going to stay on this case. And I'm here because I'm a young person. Oscar was only a little bit older than me. And I want to say to all the young people, this is our time. This is our time to show what's up. So show your support, show your solidarity, come through to the court cases, not the court cases. Also organize in your communities, because that's really where the change is going to happen. Thank you.
My name is Kambui Siddiqui, Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party. And the Black Riders Liberation Party been organized the Bloods and Crips for over 13 years. We believe that if we was once educated and manipulated to bang against each other, that if you feel gangster, that you should bang on the system. We believe that there is a reserve and a constitutional right that there needs to be a gauge in every home. Black people need to start standing up and defending themselves against this racist pig and this fascist government of police brutality. Black Riders Liberation Party is out here. Stay in tune with your local Black Riders. All power to the people.
All power to the people.
Damn.
I guess we can make it short since folks are still here, but basically wanted to say the Los Angeles Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant stands here representing every diverse corner of Los Angeles and beyond today. We're proud to stand alongside our brothers and sisters from Oakland in a unified force demanding justice for Oscar Grant and that the officer Johannes Meserle be convicted of murder and nothing less for the brutal execution of Oscar Grant. Meserle's mail must not be reduced, and it didn't, so we're happy with that. It must be made clear that he is and shall be treated like a cold-blooded killer. As well, the recent so-called leaks on the case are obviously a blatant disregard for the court-imposed gag order, and on top of that are straight-out lies meant to slander the name of Oscar's friends. And we definitely need to hold defense attorney Raines and the police accountable for those actions. It's despicable that they would go against the gag order and try to dehumanize and demonize Oscar Grant and his friends when they did nothing to deserve it. We stand in full support of Oscar's family and friends who've had to suffer through this terrible loss for the past year. We stand side by side with our Oakland brothers and sisters who rose up for Oscar from the very minute he was murdered. And we know that it is only because of the brothers and sisters who rose up in Oakland that this case has even made it to trial.
And we also call on all Los Angeles residents who've been enraged by this terrible situation to stand up as well and join in demanding justice. This is the most important trial that we've seen in many years. This has long-standing implications on anybody dealing with this and in anybody in our communities of color and poor communities that deal with police brutality and harassment on a daily basis. And we all need to be part of this monumental occasion. We know this case was moved from Oakland to LA to get it out of the spotlight so that Johannes Meserle could get acquitted under the radar. No matter what district attorney is on the case, whether it's Alameda or Los Angeles, we know they always favor the police and cannot be trusted to bring justice by themselves. We also know that Judge Perry, who is currently overseeing the case, is the same judge who oversaw the Rampart scandal and allowed all those cops to get away with it by allowing them to get immunity for telling on each other, and then the only cop they gave a sentence to was Perez, and we know they slapped him on the wrist. We also know that Judge Perry, because of that, we cannot believe that he will administer justice on his own. We know that it's up to the people of Los Angeles, united with the people of Oakland, united with all of California, and creating a nationwide movement for justice where they have no choice but to give us what we need, because they have to know that there will be major consequences to anything less than justice for Oscar Grant. But we know that this case is about Oscar Grant, but rest assured, it is much bigger. This is about the countless brutal officers who get away with murder year after year across this nation. This is about the thousands of families who've lost their loved ones to police murder, only to see unapologetic cops laugh in their faces while the corporate media smears their family members' names. This case is about the fact that we are all Oscar Grant. This could have been any one of us. In fact, as you've seen from the speakers who come here today in solidarity, it has been many of us. DeAndre Brunson, murdered by Compton Sheriff, is Oscar Grant. Carlos Rivera, killed by LAPD only months before he was to graduate high school, is Oscar Grant. Adolph Grimes in New Orleans and Saul Soriano in Panorama City here in the Valley, both killed on the exact same night as Oscar Grant, are both Oscar Grant. Michael Cho is Oscar Grant. Usman Chowdhury is Oscar Grant. Marcus Smith, Christian Portillo, Gonzalo Martinez, Michael Bayoun, Kevin Wicks, Taisha Miller, Sean Bell, Malcolm Ferguson, Amadou Diallo, Nicholas Hayward Jr. are all Oscar Grant. We all standing here today are Oscar Grant. And because we are all Oscar Grant, Los Angeles, it's time to rise to the occasion. Oakland, California, it is time to rise to the occasion. We put up with the harassment, abuse, brutality, repression, dehumanization, and cold-blooded murder for far too long. The time has come for justice, not only for Oscar Grant, but for all of us. And together, we will see that justice. We must let the powers that be see that there is no choice but to grant us that justice, and we will take nothing less. Thank you.